This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're focusing on the hit piece that appeared recently in The Guardian, which is, you know, a respected news source. They turned to someone calling themselves Mr. Money Mustache to write an editorial piece about why they say, or Mr. Money Mustache says, so you're thinking about investing in Bitcoin? Don't. And so we've been kind of responding from our perspectives here, and we're not all the same person, but we do all, I think, in the studio really love cryptocurrency. And we want to see it be successful. And I think the reason why it is as successful as it has been, as I pointed out in late,
I think it has been successful. I think to say we want to see it be successful is kind of misleading.
To continue.
Because it's, that would be more accurate.
Right, because, you know, nothing lasts forever. Someday, cryptocurrency is probably going to be a thing of the past. Whatever replaces it.
Every currency that's ever existed, has pretty much failed at some point.
Yeah, Bitcoin is mineable through, 2140 or something like that. That doesn't mean it'll be over after that. But if it hasn't been replaced by then, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, me too. Right?
So, anyway, we're talking about this. It's Ian Vincent and Chris in the studio here. This guy's got some objections, and we're not going to recap what we've already been through in the first hour, but essentially he's saying Bitcoin isn't an investment. He doesn't believe. I think the definition of investment is, says that it is, but regardless, as we pointed out before, don't invest what you can't afford to lose. It is risky. That is certainly the case. And then he gets into what his definition of blockchain is, and we were kind of doing our definition of blockchain right when we went to the news there. And blockchain is a decentralized public ledger that is distributed into thousands, in the case of Bitcoin, 10,000 approximately locations around the globe. That means it's impervious to takedown. Unless an EMP goes off and we never have power again, your Bitcoin's going to be there because it exists on multiple hard drives, on multiple computers, thousands of them across the globe.
Interestingly, even if there was an EMP and electronics failed, it probably wouldn't take down Bitcoin.
No, it wouldn't. But if power never came back, it wouldn't do you any good.
Well, that's true. But the Bitcoin still would potentially exist. It just maybe wouldn't be spendable because you no longer have the...
The Bitcoin would exist because the blockchain would still be there.
Right,
it exists
all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, just because a part of it, the network fails, doesn't mean cryptocurrency...
No, all I'm saying is
dead.
If EMP happens and then you have no power, your Bitcoin is useless at that point. If power comes back and you have the ability to transact, Bitcoin will be right there waiting for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the type of situation is going to be, you're talking about years before the government, it's probably going to be about 10 years before your normal life would resume if an EMP went off.
Well,
just to give people an idea. So 10 years. Figure if an EMP went off, there's basically no electricity for at least a year, minimally.
Well, not in this country. I read these studies or predictions that if an EMP went off within 9 months, I think even a year, like 9 out of every 10 people in the country will be dead either due to starvation.
Oh, they'll be murdering
issues,
each other.
Murders, looting. It's like,
think of how crazy it is. I mean, it started to get a little crazy down in Venezuela when they lost power for several days. If people are out of power and then you've got, in the Northeast, for instance, you can't go out of power for too long during the wintertime or you're going to be dead.
You run out of power, if your electricity goes in many places, it also means your furnace goes. Even though your furnace might be on oil, you need to have electricity going in order to... my understanding is in order for it to keep going...
That's probably true as well.
It also has to have electricity.
Yeah.
So, now, it maybe will keep going for a while, but then it will stop or something.
And don't forget, down south, when people lose power down there, they die from overheating. The older folks don't get enough water, they're just too old. And, in power outages in the south during the summertime, you got dead bodies simply because their air conditioner went out. Yeah, their air conditioner went out. We can talk about an EMP, but let's continue on here with this guy's story. So he says, here's a real-world comparison. for blockchain and Bitcoin. Take this example from blogger Unassuming Banker, yet another nameless financial blogger.
Quote, you know, if they really, like, if they had something interesting to say or if we should believe them, I think they'd put the real name on there.
You can find out this guy's real name. It's not... He doesn't go by it. Anyway, here's the supposed comparison from the real world. Imagine that someone had found a cure for cancer and posted the step-by-step instructions on how to make it online, freely available for anyone to use. Now imagine that same person also created a product called Cancer Pill, using their own instructions, trademarked it, and started selling it to the highest bidders. I think we can all agree a cure for cancer is immensely valuable to society. Blockchain may or may not be, we will have to see. However, how much is a cancer pill worth?
What?
So you didn't follow?
Wouldn't it be the reverse? Wouldn't you patent the cure, not the pill that gives you cancer or something?
Well, first of all, it's a bad analogy, number one, because...
Yeah, it seems like it's very flawed.
Bitcoin is not trademarked, so that's one of the things that they... That's one of the flaws. The cancer pill that you made might be trademarked, but Bitcoin is not. It's open source. Anybody can copy it. Anybody can, you know, submit modifications to...
Right, and just because you copy doesn't mean it has any value.
Correct.
So, yeah.
I think that's the point he's trying to make here with this bad analogy, is that this... person who invented the cancer pill, that's the blockchain. That's what they're saying. They're saying that's the blockchain. They're saying Bitcoin is just one application of the idea of blockchain. And since that application can be used in thousands of ways, as we've seen, there are thousands mm-hmm. of cryptos, Bitcoin isn't worth anything because there's all these other cryptos, because blockchain's a public idea. That's what he's arguing.
No, I think that's misleading. It's sort of like saying – I think that would be sort of like saying – well, would it be – like maybe it's like saying – just because there's Visa, MasterCard's not worth anything, right? Like, there can be, or just because the U.S. dollar is, because there's the U.S. dollar, the Canadian dollar's not worth anything.
That's one way that you could interpret this, I think. But what he's saying is, because you can spit out, you can take the Bitcoin source code and you can spit out ChrisCoin,
yeah.
you know, tomorrow night.
But certainly
means Bitcoin isn't inherently worth anything, is what they're trying to say.
Right, but why we have the same thing with currency, with hard currencies, right? There's other countries with other currencies. Mm-hmm. Why would it be any different with a cryptocurrency? There's lots of different currencies, hard currencies, by governments that the governments create, and the other currencies are worth something, generally speaking.
That's true.
Maybe they're not worth the same thing as the U.S. dollar, but sometimes they're right. sort of worth more.
So both of those examples beg yeah. the same question, which right. is to say, why is the U.S. dollar worth more than the other currencies, and why is Bitcoin? If it's all open source...
But is it worth more? Like,
according to CoinMarketCap, Bitcoin is worth more than almost every other cryptocurrency out there. Certainly, cumulatively, it's...
I mean, nothing else is... They don't measure yeah. anything else for market dominance. It's always Bitcoin's market dominance.
I mean, I guess if the question is, what can it buy you? I guess,
well,
that's
if it can't buy you anything, then it isn't worth anything. Right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm just trying to figure out how to compare, because we can't compare like one U.S. dollar versus one Canadian dollar.
Well, we can. But you have to ask yourself why it is that one thing is worth more. And so the answer to this bad analogy as to why this is no good is because Bitcoin is worth more than the other cryptos because it was there first. Okay, so some of the other yeah. cryptos may have implemented other great ideas.
Right. There's wider adoption.
There's huge adoption, and the network effect that you
right.
get from that
exactly.
adoption, meaning it's easier to spend Bitcoin. It's easier to
yep.
you know, go on an exchange and exchange Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the crypto, like you said, that the dominance, you know, numbers are rated on, that every other crypto is compared to Bitcoin. Now, maybe it won't be like that forever. Maybe Bitcoin can't stay on top forever. I think we've said that here on Free Talk Live, is that we don't know when it's going to happen, but there's a chance Bitcoin may not be number one.
Oh, it's already antiquated. There's already things like Ethereum and Quantum and all sorts of other coins that can
sure.
actually do things and have programmable
There's
functions.
Brilliant tech, but they don't have the network that Bitcoin does. And so it's got a head start. And whether it can keep that lead or it's going to, you know, the gap's going to close and then something else is going to overtake it is a whole other question. But so he's just acting like, well, anybody can have a blockchain, so therefore Bitcoin's worth nothing. But that ignores reality. Bitcoin
right.
is worth something, and it's worth quite a bit. He just believes it's going to go down. And it might. You know, there's no guarantee it's going to continue going up in value, and there's no guarantee it's going to be on the top forever. But cryptocurrency, whether or not you agree with Bitcoin, being on top forever. Cryptocurrency, the idea of decentralized, distributed money that can't be stopped by governments or banks, that's way more than a trillion-dollar idea. There's more coming up here of his critiques. 855 450 free. You can join us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themortonreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are you a Bitcoin skeptic? That's good. You ought to be skeptical of things that are new, of something that somebody's telling you, yeah, it's a great idea. You absolutely ought to be skeptical. So, I mean, I was in the beginning. When Gavin Andreessen came here to Keene, New Hampshire, he was the guy that Satoshi Nakamoto handed the keys of Bitcoin over to. Gavin was the sort of the second in command, if you will. Satoshi's anointed one. Anyway, he came up here and took us out to lunch many years ago and did a great job of addressing our objections. Mark and I came to the table with confusion and uncertainty and curiosity, and you know, he did a good job of really kind of explaining it. I didn't unfortunately go out and buy any Bitcoin at that point, which would have been a really, you know, smart thing to do. But regardless, he did a great job. It's Ian with you here tonight, by the way.
Vincent.
And Chris.
So the article that we're sharing, or that I'm sharing here with you, is from TheGuardian.com. And it is by someone calling themselves Mr. Money Mustache. He says you should not invest in Bitcoin. And he's going to explain. He's been explaining why he doesn't think you should do that. And he gives this example of this cancer pill that somebody in the future makes that's open source, posts the step-by-step instructions for how to make this cancer pill, and then makes it using their own instructions and sells it to the highest bidders. And so he says, our banker goes on to explain that the first cancer pill, a.k.a. Bitcoin, might initially see some great sales. Prices would rise, especially if supply was limited. And he says, an artificial supply limit is built in the Bitcoin algorithm. But since the formula is open and free, other companies quickly come out with their own cancer pills. Cancer Away, Cancer Be Gone, Cancetherium, and any other number of competitors would spring up. Anybody can make a pill, and it costs only a few cents per dose. Yet imagine everybody starts bidding up cancer pills to the point that they cost $17,000 each and fluctuate wildly in price, seemingly for no reason. Newspapers start reporting on prices daily, triggering so many tales of instant riches that even your barber and your massage therapist are offering tips on how to invest in this new asset class. Instead of seeing how ridiculous this is, more people start bidding up every new variety of pill, a.k.a. cryptocurrency, until they are some of the most valuable things on the planet. And he puts valuable in quotes.
Well, this is so ridiculous. A cancer pill you consume, crypto you don't. It just gets traded. I mean,
Well, he's not talking about the buyers of the pills. He's talking about the investors, the people who are investing in these companies that are making them. He's trying to draw that analogy.
Yeah, okay. I think for me, so far, just fallen flat already.
Says, this is what's happening with Bitcoin. He then shows a screenshot from CoinMarketCap.com. What he says illustrates this real-life human herd behavior. And I'm not sure, you know, what his point is here. He does show a screenshot from CoinMarketCap.com. Holy S, he says, is the only reasonable reaction. You've got Bitcoin with a market value of $238 billion. Okay, this is obviously an old screenshot. Because right now the Bitcoin market cap is $72 billion. So it was an older screenshot, but going on. This is a new story, by the way.
That's kind of interesting and bizarre that he would take an old...
Oh, I apologize. This isn't a new story.
Oh.
But I've never seen it before. It's from January of 2018. So apologies there. But regardless,
okay.
let's continue. So, you know, there's a large amount of money here, $238 billion, now 70-something billion. The imaginary value of these valueless bits of computer data represents enough money to change the course of the human race, for example, eliminating poverty. Well, now we really know what we're dealing with here. This person is not an economist. This person does not understand why it is you can't just take $200 billion and eliminate poverty. And the reason why you can't do that is what?
Well, you mean take $200 billion and give it to everyone?
Right.
Oh, because inflation, when everyone has $1 million, no one has $1 million.
Plus, poverty is also, in some cases, not about your circumstances, although in some cases it certainly is. In a lot of cases, it's about your habits.
Yeah, choice. That doesn't generate reoccurring income automatically.
If you take all the money that you earn and go and smoke crack or drink heavily.
Exactly. So feeding somebody for a day does not give them... You know, food for tomorrow, right?
Hole in his money are soon parted.
Yeah, so you can take $200 billion and distribute it to every poor person in the world, and only some of them, after a week, are going to be better off. because everybody, a lot of them are going to go out and buy their favorite drugs and get high, and you know, not that there's anything wrong with getting high.
It's not even necessarily that they're going to do that. I mean,
well, they are.
Well, I mean, certainly some of them are.
Yeah,
but there's going to be others who just buy the food, right? And but it's not going to last. It's limited, so it's only going to last them for however long the money that you give them lasts. Now, if you give them enough money, maybe some of them will choose to go and invest that money, and they will be able to continue to eat. But unfortunately, the majority are probably not going to do that, because if they could have done that, they probably would have done it already at a smaller scale, mm-hmm. and would have built up to a point where they actually have something to invest, and they wouldn't be in that situation in the first place.
He also says you could replace the world's 800 gigawatts of coal power plants with solar generation. But you don't get to decide, Mr. Money Mustache. You don't get to decide what people do with their money, thank goodness. And nor should any other human being be able to decide how you spend or invest or save or give away the value that you've earned. So while some people may say, it's too bad Bitcoin exists because we could have more solar panels, you don't get to decide how people allocate their resources. Thank goodness. Bitcoin, he says, a.k.a. cancer pills, has become an investment bubble with the complementary forces of human herd behavior, greed, fear of missing out, and lack of understanding of past financial bubbles amplifying it. Now, he's not necessarily wrong about a bubble status for Bitcoin. Okay, was Bitcoin in a bubble when it hit $17,000 or $20,000 back in the end of 2017? Arguably, yes, it was. Was it being pushed forward by people's ignorance? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
I don't necessarily know that the sentiment's wrong. I just think his understanding and explanation and so on are...
Well, he's right about human behavior, right, and the groupthink and, people jumping on board a bandwagon. And, these are all things that have been studied in humans for, decades, if not much longer.
It happens in every movement.
What's that? People following along with the herd?
Yeah, bandwagoning, making stupid decisions. It's not, people like to make it look like it's exclusively towards Bitcoin, but it's things for like tulips, bean babies.
Sure.
US dollar, regular stocks, currency, speculation, commodities, ETFs. It's like that for everything.
Yeah, it's the US dollar. Again, it's not backed by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin is backed by the network that backs Bitcoin, meaning that there are thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, billions, I don't know how many. I don't know what it's worth, but all the machines in the world that are mining Bitcoin, that are transacting Bitcoin, that secure the network and make sure it's reliable, that's valuable.
I think there's some value in that, but I think that's more in the payment network, not so much.
That's what I mean.
Not so much
itself.
As in the current.
We can continue here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Florida on Friday, President Trump has a message for Mexico regarding illegal aliens.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The president is also calling on Congress to act.
And we have the weakest, the most pathetic laws. Number one, Congress has to act. And number two, Mexico, they make so much money from the United States and so many other things, so many other assets.
Attorney General William Barr sent a letter to both the Senate and House Judiciary Committee updating them on his progress regarding the Mueller report and when it would be released to Congress. Barr says he is busy going through the report, redacting sensitive information that cannot be released to the public, and that he thinks it will be ready for Congress to view no later than mid-April or sooner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in here, toll free. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, I want to let you know, coming up later tonight, about an hour and a half from now, 10 o'clock Eastern time, Rich Paul will be joining Vincent and I for an after show here on Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, but without that pesky FCC getting in the way of what some people want to say. So you'll be able to say a whole lot more on, you know, that you can't say on the radio during our Freer Talk Live after show, starting tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time on twitch.lrn.fm. So be sure you get over there and follow us on Twitch. And thank you for doing that again, twitch.lrn.fm. We're trying to hit a goal of 75 viewers minimum, basically, throughout an entire month. My God, this is not easy. You know, it's a real ego check to have 194 radio stations airing this show. Now, not all of them are airing at the same time, but over a week's time,
yeah,
we've got 194 radio stations. To be able to have that reach and yet still not be able to get more than, you know, 25 viewers a night on our Twitch channel. That's how hard it is.
It kind of makes you feel small compared to many YouTube, like, stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like they've got all these viewers, and it's like, how do they manage it?
I don't know. I mean, we were reading an article about one of these guys. Ice Poseidon is his name. He's one of these IRL or in real life streamers. And there's a lot of people like this guy with literally hundreds of thousands of subscribers on their YouTube or Twitch, if not millions of subscribers in some of their cases. How do they deal with it? Well, he's got a manager.
I would think so.
He's got like a web guy. He's got a manager. He's bringing in $60,000 a month, some months, in various different, I don't know if it's sponsorships or how he's, you know, if it's just straight up people donating to him or what. I have no idea. I mean, it's crazy. And the people who are those kind of viewers are like fanatics, right? Like on the radio, you know, we may have a few hundred thousand listeners over a week's time, but they're not fanatics.
No,
they're just listening when they're in their car on their way to work. That doesn't mean they don't like us. They might enjoy the show when they listen, but only a small percentage of radio listeners will actually do what they call appointment listen, and that is turn on the radio at a very specific time to hear a very specific show. So it's just kind of a different way that, you know, these technologies are being used. So, like, yeah, we may have 194 radio stations, but we ain't jack squat when it comes to Twitch. So anyway, thanks for following us there over at twitch.lrn.fm. We've been talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and Chris, you had just made the statement before we went to the break there that you were comparing values of currencies, and you're pointing out the U.S. dollar
is
arbitrary as far as its value is concerned, and you said Bitcoin also is arbitrary, and I agree with you there, but you said there's nothing backing it.
Yeah,
that's where I disagree.
Yeah, I think to say the network backing it is somewhat misleading. I think there's value in the network itself, but I think it's in the fact that unlike the U.S. dollar, it is a payment network. So unlike the dollar, okay, the dollar has Visa and MasterCard that is like the electronic payment mechanism, and that's got a value you can attach to it. But cryptocurrencies have that built in, so it's kind of hard.
It more valuable right there.
Right, it does. So you've got something that you can
and the Bitcoin. Hold on, the Bitcoin network is a more valuable network than, say, the Dash network, right?
Yeah,
because there's more nodes.
I think there's something that you can actually analyze with cryptocurrencies and say this has a clear value. Okay, but there's something with the but that's not. It's separate from the currency itself. Okay.
Yes. And what that's worth.
And
that's
the currency itself, I think, is what I'm trying to distinguish. That is what I think is more arbitrary.
I would agree with you.
It's more comparable to the dollar.
I would agree with you that the value of that thing is arbitrary. Right. Yeah. And it is based, as this guy, this Mr. Money Mustache here on The Guardian is pointing out incorrectly, that to some extent, the value of these things is based on hype. Because there's no doubt there was hype during that run-up in the late 2017 when Bitcoin hit $20,000 per Bitcoin. There was this crazy, 2 months of just constant price increases. And you know, they referenced it here by pointing out that your hairstylist is talking about it, your grandmother is talking about it. Everybody, it seemed like, was talking about Bitcoin. And so there's a large number of people who are throwing money at it. And then things corrected. After it hit 19 or 20,000 or whatever, it came down, and it's been coming down basically ever since. It's now at about $4,000
per Bitcoin. I think we can really look at stocks, and it's a very good comparison in the terms of what people are, you know, how it's going up in value and then dropping in value.
Mm-hmm.
Overhyped stocks when they first come out, IPOs.
Sure.
If you look at Red Hat, for example, it was one of the most.
That's a Linux distribution.
Red Hat's a company. And there is a distribution.
Yeah.
It was one of the most overhyped, absolutely insane valuations when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no doubt that it was valuable, okay? But it wasn't anywhere near as valuable as the initial.
Sure. Hype. Well, the market decided
what
its value was. Right. Now, how these things happen, you know, these are a trillion different decisions being made at any one moment.
Cryptocurrencies, I don't think Bitcoin has, it hasn't been, I don't, you know, surprisingly, it's been overhyped, but it doesn't seem like it's been it has been overhyped at nearly as much as some other stocks have been overhyped, during IPOs.
Google or Facebook or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it's going away.
Hype is real.
Yeah.
Crypto's not going away.
No.
That's definitely sticking around probably for most of our lifetimes, if not
longer. Sure.
Obviously, we can't predict the future, though. It's a great technology, and it could be bested. There could be some other Bitcoin killer or cryptocurrency, you know, quantum cryptocurrencies or whatever it would be that, you know, comes after.
I think cryptocurrencies just in general are not going away. I'm not going to make any declarations as far as any particular cryptocurrency.
No, how could we?
Yeah. I mean,
that would be really foolish to sit here and say, it's going to be, you know, fill in the blank. We don't know. Something could come out tomorrow that could unseat Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency is a technological advancement. I just don't necessarily, and we haven't had anything to compare it to until now, because we haven't had an alternative to basically cash on the internet, basically, until cryptocurrencies, technologically speaking, were invented.
Well, I mean, there were there were some kind of predecessors to Bitcoin. There was, remember, e-gold?
It wasn't really the same thing, I don't think. I mean,
well, it wasn't the same.
You know,
it was,
okay.
It was an internet.
You could say
thing.
That it was sort of similar to the dollar in a sense.
Well, it was supposed to be gold,
Visa
related,
or MasterCard.
Right? E-gold was supposed
yeah,
to be like gold
yeah,
related.
But it's.
And then they got raided
it's
by the
sort
feds.
Of. It would, yeah, but it's sort of got similarities. So it's a centralized network.
Even the Liberty Dollar people. Yes, of course. I'm not saying. That's what I'm saying. They're predecessors. They're
right.
not. They didn't hit
and
the level.
Cash is more decentralized.
True.
In a sense, but it's still backed by something. Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one.
I was only quibbling with your claim that it was the only alternative to the dollar on the internet. There were other alternatives, but they all been shut down because they're centralized.
Yeah.
They were able to target Liberty Dollar. They went and they literally went to their vault.
They did.
And, you know, with men with guns and forced the guards to let them in where they could then steal all the gold and the silver that was backing the Liberty Dollar, which was at the time was arguably the most popular alternative to the U.S. dollar in the United States. And they also went after the e-gold people as well. So, which is why Bitcoin is worth something, why it's significant, because they defeated the government. Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, whether it's a group of people, a man or a woman or whatever, space aliens, I don't know, but whoever it is that is Satoshi Nakamoto, defeated the government's ability to target a centralized server or source.
You could make the argument that cryptocurrencies have actually, or Bitcoin has been the most successful currency in all of human history.
Really?
Yeah, because look, it's the only currency that you're going to be able to spend it at. You know, basically anywhere in the world.
True. It's the only truly global currency.
I could spend it in Europe. I could spend it in the United States. And I have.
You could spend it in Iran.
Right. Anywhere you go, you can pretty much find businesses that take it.
That's a great argument. I mean, as far as it hasn't hit the volume of the other currencies,
no.
But it certainly...
But as far as widespread adoption at a certain scale, it certainly is.
Yeah, you're right about that. The most... widely adopted of all currencies.
Around the world, right, yeah.
More coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you are Bitcoin rich and it's just burning a hole in your pocket, so to speak, and you're listening to Mr. Money Mustache here on the Guardian, we've been reading his article, his hit piece against Bitcoin, and you're thinking you need to get rid of it, well, feel free to send it our way. We will take it off your hands for you. You can join the AMP program as Ron Pepper has done, who's a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month. You can do a PayPal, credit card, or you can do Bitcoin BTC, and then we will invest that into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and we appreciate it. So please, you get some perks as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We get back into Mr. Money Mustache and his hit piece against Bitcoin. Let's talk first, though, to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention Pedro Pio. He had five supernatural piercings.
Pablo who?
Pedro Pio, you know, the ascended master. Yeah, Pedro Pio, the Father Pio.
He had what kind of piercings?
Supernatural. It just appeared. The piercing just appeared in his hands and his feet.
And then is there a video of that happening?
Well, I mean, well, there's people that the blood from the wounds, and it actually helped heal people. This is what
that sounds really dangerous. I just want to say, letting a priest bleed all over you, probably not.
And it's I just looked him up. Pedro Pio lived from 1887 to 1968, so it's unlikely.
Probably no video of that happening. Yeah, this sounds like a scam artist to me, Sarah.
Well, you know what? I just said that he's one of the ascended masters. And what happened was that...
Now, this, by the way, listeners who may not have... first of all, our hosts aren't here every night, but listeners certainly are tuning in and out at various different times. For listeners who are uncertain or unclear about this, Sarah called in last night to talk about these so-called ascended masters. And, of course, you know, we had to know, well, who decided they were masters and who decided they were ascended and how did you find out? And so apparently there's some, you know, bizarro church that Sarah's been going to where they who run this church that she goes to, have said that this person is a so-called ascended master. All right, so you've got a scammer who's claiming that rings have appeared. What was it that appeared on his hands? Rings?
Piercings. You know, like Jesus was pierced. He was pierced on the nails, the hands and the feet. So he had four of those.
When you say pierced, no, you mean...
That's not being pierced. That's called having nails pounded into your hands and legs to hoist you up on a cross.
Right. Piercings are normally a voluntary act. Piercing is something that somebody chooses to engage in. Now, you could argue that he chose to be sacrificed, but that's a whole other story.
He let himself.
Well, that is the claim.
But, look, Sarah... I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. You've been suckered by some scam artists here.
But the thing is that, after he passed away 5 years, they dug him up, and then his body was still intact. That's how he could tell that he was still a saint, very saint, like he was ascended master. And then they removed his heart, and his heart had a piercing in it. So the whole time when he was alive, he had a
This is one of the craziest stories I think you've ever told. Vincent, you have information about this person up? Do you have any kind of...
I pulled up Padre Pio, and he was beatified by Pope John Paul II. I did pull up Ascended Master, and there's a whole page of it on Wikipedia. It looks like the mystery school type things Bill Cooper would warn about.
What is that? What is that?
Well, you know what? I happen to believe that he is an ascended master because he was so special. And then the fact that his body was still intact,
teachings? I mean, besides the fact that he allegedly had piercings magically appear in his body, did he actually say anything that was worth remembering, or is it that he's, you know, just interesting to you because of all these allegations about him?
Well, I've been learning a lot about him because I listen to the Catholic stations, and then I catch all of these things sometimes once in a while, and the thing is, one of the things that I learned about him was that. He said when you enter, use words only if it's necessary. He had such a powerful presence of a spiritual person that he never had to use any words. He would just enter the room, and then his presence would be enough of a testimony. That's how much
some,
of a
according
he
to
was.
The story here at The Guardian again, some 15,000 worshippers gathered, this is from 2008, as the shrine of the Roman Catholic saint and mystic Padre Pio, as his exhumed body went on display for the first time since his death almost 40 years ago. More than a million people expected to file past a transparent casket holding his restored corpse. Now that's a strange thing. Can you imagine that job? Between now and September of 2009, and it's strange enough to just go and look at a cadaver, Catholic practice allows for the remains of saints to be exhumed, checked for their state of deterioration, and exhibited as relics for veneration. Now, Vincent, you are or were a Catholic. I'm not sure if you have completely renounced Catholicism yet. It seemed like you were kind of playing with the idea within the last few months.
Well, I think it's like a lot of the things, especially everything that Sarah mentioned, it's non-biblical, it's borderline or full-on idol worship, right? It's like, and the saints, right, a lot of Catholic people think...
Isn't idol worship okay in the Catholic Church? Because don't they, like, worship Mary?
Well, they claim, I mean, I've never asked, really. It's not a thing you ask, but according...
What, you don't ask a priest those questions?
Well, no, people just generally don't ask questions at all in the Catholic Church, because, you know...
of course, you can ask questions.
And they, you know,
that would be sacrilegious.
They don't read, you know, and like a lot of people, they don't read the Bible for themselves, and it's like... See, I'm trying to say, yeah, I mean, I'd say just full, it's, I can't, I don't have idolatry in front of me, but,
so you don't agree with this displaying of corpses?
No, I don't. No, yeah, that's obviously idolatry, right? They even called it worshipers, right? And so instead of worshiping God, you're worshiping someone, you know, called a quote saint, even though in the Bible it's very clear saint comes from sanctified, and it means everyone who's saved and achieved salvation. It's not someone that the Roman Catholic Church decided to canonize. And, yeah, I mean, I just view it as unbiblical, and some would say that it's leftover paganism from when... the, you know, Christians in Rome tried to reconcile with the pagans in Rome. And so that's why you have a lot of this, just a lot of, like, all these, you know, like, heroes, right? You know, the saints are worshipped in the same way as Greek gods were, like Mercury, Mars, and Venus. They have all these powers. And, Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't believe.
So you're
it.
Not
I
fully
believe.
On board with the apparently the Catholic.
I'm not on board with anything that's unbiblical.
Exhuming saints. Padre Pio's body, they say, at the Guardian, is unusually central to the cult that surrounds him and exceptionally controversial. For believers, the visible evidence of his...
Oh, wow.
They just call it... It's exactly what it is. It's like, it is a cult, right?
For believers, the visible evidence of his sanctity was the stigmata, the wounds of Jesus on the cross that first appeared in 1910. But according to a book published last year, Padre Pio acquired carbolic acid from a local pharmacist that may have been used to create his wounds. So this guy did... you know, damage his own body for the purpose of getting people to believe in him and what it was that he was saying. The local bishop told a press conference that when the tomb was opened, there was no unpleasant smell. Quote, when I asked the doctors for an explanation, they told me it was up to me to provide an answer, not them. A team of biochemists and other experts has worked since the exhumation to get the body into a fit state to be shown. Padre Pio's face was covered with a lifelike silicone mask of the type used in wax museums. This prompted a circle of his devotees to ask last night for an autopsy to establish that the remains were authentic. Forensic scientists who took part in the exhumation and attended yesterday's conference denied that his face was badly decomposed. They said that it had been decided to use the mask to protect the sensibilities of those who visited the crypt where the body is to go on show. Man, this is just bizarre. I mean, just that the creepy kind of... I mean, there's nothing wrong with... If you're into death, I mean, whatever. Hey, whatever floats your boat. If you want to look at corpses... all day. There's an internet out there. You can do that.
You can go watch a Red Room.
If that's what you're into.
Hey, yeah, it's a, go for it. If that's what you want to do, Ian, go for it.
If you want to make, I don't. But if you want to make a religion out of a corpse, you know, have at it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's on creepy corpse worship or Bitcoin or whatever. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.